Abraham. Late in the day, a day too far gone to counter with sudden urges or well-laid plans, I read how Abraham wandered from valley to valley with his goods. I had figured him for a desert rat, a collector of invectives no one needs, but he was only looking for a place to pitch his tent and pasture his cattle to live well. It's like that now, journeys that become an impulse to laugh along with the stars at our fortunes. In the cabaret below me, someone warms up an accordion, and if that music won't break my heart, the loner seated there as always stretches out his carafe of wine, anticipating what fun the place will provide after the waiter draws the curtain on the kisses and the payoffs. And while the people below do their last-minute shopping, their breath whitening in the cold, I come away from watching them, absurdly thoughtful. Oblivious to consequences, I will flog among the living what interests them least. The first stars of the evening move into position, advance scouts and routine maneuvers. The downtown lights take the horizon over, glowing with the city's poisonous exhalations like ruins in the distance. Now an old beggar rants at everyone, and by our less imposing heaps of concrete and brick, he curses his luck and thrusts his cane up at the abyss. Every day his magic outdoes mine, that he doubles over with a coughing fit and brings forth his blind appetites, that he recovers and Purple Face shouts that Abraham was an outcast like him. It is how the sky turns, how I am turning. Beamed up from a warehouse parking lot, a pair of searchlights pierce the old body of love with news of yet another bonanza, a carpet sale. This firmament calls me to Abraham's knife and fire. He found the place, and it kept him well. But theater overtakes him as he grabs Isaac's throat, the fire consummating their mutual anguish. The incoherent promises of the god go to seed, and miracles take root in the world. I keep turning the pages. The ambitious god caresses the fertile cornlands, the blood-red stone of Edom. With an impulse stripped of history, all of us are trying to hang on, if only to order or to disorder, to love's inflated value. The edges of those possible affections have grown blunted and more cruel. Maybe Abraham was just another luckless poet who began to regard the stars beyond the city as promises, those pleasant fields in Canaan, the god who said, "Just go, and I will torment you with my experimental blessings." Like a poet of the century, the old beggar shuffles off. Reeking in his overcoat, he lacks only an audience and a bottle. And he will get no nearer to the sky than this. A couple, kissing at the corner, draws the stars closer. It is to say that nothing will change the monotony for them, the swirling eternities of desire and death.